All right, we're going to switch over to viruses now. First one that you need to know about is acyclovir. Acyclovir is used against herpes simplex. Now, how many types of herpes simplex are there? Two. Where does herpes simplex 1 most commonly occur? Around the mouth. So that's why it's sometimes called oral herpes. Where does herpes type 2 occur? In the genitals. Hence, it's called genital herpes. Now, with the modern practice of oral sex with strangers, or just lots of people. Have you heard about this, by the way? Kids these days, like as young as 11, will go to parties, like, you know, at a friend's house, and they'll have group oral sex with 10 or 12 guys. It's not sex. The President of the United States said it wasn't sex. So anyway, so it's no big deal. They do it in Hollywood all the time. Anyway, so you can transmit oral to genital and genital to oral through oral sex. Now, we can use acyclovir topically. So if a person has cold sores, or oral herpes, we can use acyclovir cream or ointment and put them on the cold sores. It'll make them go away quicker. We can also give it orally, but it's not very well absorbed. So the best way to give it, if you need to give a lot of it, is going to be IV. Resistance is very rare, except in immunocompromised patients. So what kind of patients are we talking there? Yeah. Resistance is rare in non-immunocompromised. So I said it the backwards way. I said it's rare except in immunocompromised. So who's likely to have resistance? Cancer patients? And what? HIV and AIDS. Now, cancer is not quite as common as in HIV AIDS. Why? Well, let me ask this question. How does a person get cancer? Do they get it passed to them from someone else? No. How does a person get HIV? Sexually transmission is the most common way of getting HIV. What's the most common way of getting herpes? Sexual transmission. So what we're talking about here really is mostly HIV patients. So in HIV patients, they can have quite a lot of resistance. Now, valacyclovir is a prodrug. What does that mean? Say again? Okay, so it's an inactive form of the drug that gets activated where inside your body. Now, why would we care about having a prodrug of acyclovir? Do you think having a prodrug gives us any special benefit?
Yes, to prevent like viral outbreaks, kind of like doing it before.
That's not quite it. Okay, proper dosing how?
If you were to take another drug, that would initiate your acyclovir to work at a specific time instead of just working throughout the entire body.
Let me ask you this question. What kind of drugs pass through cell membranes easily? Well, drop the non. Lipid soluble. And what kind of drug is lipid soluble? Now put a non and then put
non-polar.
So a non-polar molecule is easily absorbed. Now, if you have a drug, like say acyclovir, which is highly polar, is it going to be absorbed well?
No.
Now, if we put this extra little cap on it, so now it's non-polar, Do you think that's more easily absorbed? Yeah. Then we can take this off later, once it's in the body, and now we'll have acyclovir. So the reason we give valacyclovir is you can get IV levels of acyclovir into the blood by giving the prodrug, because it's well absorbed. Now, what do you think you would like to take more? Acyclovir, mega doses of it, so you can get enough of it into your body and have lots of stomach upset? Or would you rather have an IV? Or would you rather take a drug that will get absorbed in the, and then turn into acyclovir? Which of those three sounds the best to you? Well, the valacyclovir choice number three, should sound the best. But what's the downfall of it? It's more expensive because it's newer. It's given PO. Yeah. So it's given PO, it gets absorbed, and then it gets turned into acyclovir inside the body. The brand is Valtrex. Yeah. Now, let's talk about herpes just for a moment. How is herpes transmitted? What does a herpes look like in the first place? Okay, it looks like a little blister or a little sore. And when you get that sore, it weeps fluid filled with herpes virus. So those herpes viruses then contact someone else's skin, and now they have herpes too. Does it have to be skin to skin? Glasses and silverware are not so common. However, razors and towels. Don't share towels. I don't know about gum. Yeah, like if you shave your private parts and then someone else uses your...
I wasn't asking
you. Well, I don't know. It sounded like you were. Yeah. So don't share razors and don't share towels. Have you ever seen how many of you like South Park? There's an episode of South Park where one of the kids has chicken pox. So they decide that all the kids should play together so they can all get chicken pox. Then the kids look on the internet and find out that chicken pox is a type of herpes virus. So they go and they get a two-bit whore to come and brush. She brushes her teeth with all of their toothbrushes so that they give the parents herpes. Those wild and crazy kids. I don't know about chapstick. Yeah. So probably not as common. Say again. Yeah. Right. Yeah, if someone's having an active breakout, don't do nothing around them. Stay back. Now, the thing is, if a person only shed virus when they had sores, there would not be as much herpes in the world. So the thing about it is a person can get herpes even when they don't have a sore. They can still transmit the herpes. Not as common, but it can still happen.
Are cold sores herpes?
Yes, that's usually type 1, because it's oral herpes.
So it can
not become. You would transmit the genital herpes to someone else's mouth. Okay, so the question is, if someone has a cold sore, how do you know if it's type 1 or type 2? Typically, type 2 is a lot worse than type 1. So like when it starts invading their whole face or gets in their eye, that's usually type 2. Say again? Sure, I'll bring up a picture of the ophthalmic. All right, now, acyclovir and valacyclovir, in addition to actually treating the symptoms, can also be used to suppress transmission. So if you or someone you know has herpes, they can get Valtrex and use that to prevent them from giving you herpes.
So that works against both types?
Yes. All right, so you want... apparently, I've searched for this before. All right. So, it's infected this whole part of... This is actually probably the trigeminal, the left trigeminal top nerve here. Herpes infects nerves. So one of the nasty things about herpes is that after you get done with it, you can have what they call post-herpetic neuralgia, where it's caused so much damage to the nerve that you still have the burning and itching and all of that, even after it's gone.
How long does an outbreak usually last for?
Outbreaks usually last for about 2 to 3 weeks. If you treat them as soon as you start, like typically before someone gets a cold sore, they'll start feeling a little bit of tingle. If they take the Valtrex, as soon as they feel the tingle, you can prevent it from ever having an outbreak.
Okay, but you
again, looks like a rash.
You can either treat it, or if you've had, I think it's 4 outbreaks in a year, then they recommend that you do suppressive therapy where you take it all the time. Well, you do it for about a year and then come off it and see if you have more outbreaks. All right.
Can you click on the middle one?
This one?
Yeah.
So this person's got herpes all over their face. All right. Okay, the next one, ganciclovir. Ganciclovir is used against something called CMV or cytomegalovirus. Now, to say it properly, you have to say it like Soundwave from the Transformers. So, you want to do it, Kim?
Cytomegalovirus.
I love the Transformers. Except for that movie. That movie, not so good. Had some good action in it, but like, when Megatron says, "I can smell you," and he sounds just like Agent Smith, who was actually... Megatron's voice was Agent Smith. Did you know that? From the Matrix? Hugo Weaving? Never mind. That was before your time. I forget that you guys were 9 when the Matrix came out. All right. Now, cytomegalovirus. In you normal folks, cytomegalovirus is no big deal. But if a person is immunosuppressed, so if they've got HIV or if they have transplant, typically, if they've had cytomegalovirus, it can become dangerous at that point. It's also dangerous for newborns because they don't have an immune system. So if a patient has one of these conditions, we're going to treat them with ganciclovir to prevent cytomegalovirus from causing problems. You have to use really large doses, and it's potentially severe side effects, including granulocytopenia. What does that mean? Low granulocytes. And what are the granulocytes? Okay, so neutrophils, eosinophils, and basophils. Which is the most common? Neutrophils. And thrombocytopenia, which would cause what problem? Low platelets, which would be what problem? Bleeding. Okay. Now, just like with acyclovir, they have a prodrug called valganciclovir, which is much more readily absorbed than the regular ganciclovir. What do we use it for? Say it right.
Cytomegalovirus.
So how does it manifest? You don't want to know that, do you?
Yeah.
All right, go look it up. I'll put a question on just for you.
No.
No, you don't. All right, we'll do that if it's time at the end. We got to keep going here. All right. Next, we have famciclovir. Famciclovir, also known as Famvir, is used for herpes zoster and for herpes simplex. It's well tolerated. Give it PO. Basically, similar works very similar to Valtrex. Blah, blah, blah. All right. I'm not going to ask you about these ones. I will ask you about ganciclovir and acyclovir. All right, next we have hepatitis B and C drugs. Now, what is hepatitis? Inflammation of the liver. What's the most common causes, the two most common causes of hepatitis? Alcohol? Alcohol and? Viruses. Okay, so alcohol and viruses. Of the viruses, how many are there?
Five.
What are the most common ones? The two most common? B and C. All right, let's talk about A for a moment. How does hepatitis A, how do we get it? How's it transmitted? Okay, so oral route, and most commonly associated with fecal material being ingested. So places that use uncomposted manure tend to get it a lot. People who do not have very good hygiene, people who like to do this, people who do not wash their vegetables, people in foreign countries. In the United States, hepatitis A is not that common, mostly due to the very wonderful efforts of the EPA and FDA. You're not going to hear me compliment them that often, so.
FDA?
I mean the USDA. Yeah, not the FDA. Now, hepatitis B, how is that transmitted most commonly? Through the blood and sexual transmission. It's not as common anymore. Why? Because we have a vaccine for it. And it's mandatory in a lot of states now. In order to get into seventh grade, you have to get hepatitis B vaccine now. It used to be just people who are at high risk, like healthcare workers had to get it. But now, the government of Florida says everyone has to get it when they go into seventh grade if they haven't had it before, and they're giving it to a lot of babies now as well. All right, there's two types of hepatitis B infection. It usually causes an illness that lasts 2 to 3 months, and then most people get better and don't have the virus anymore. A few of them will remain carriers for the rest of their lives. And then a very small number, instead of having that type of infection, they have what they call a fulminant infection. Their bodies produce the wrong kind of antibodies, and they die very quickly.
From B?
So from what?
Hep B.
Yeah, from Hep B. Huh? Yeah. It's not that common, but it does happen.
So you can die from a complication from just getting the vaccine?
No, the vaccine is not a live vaccine. Right.
Or you could be a carrier.
Right. Most people who get it with modern healthcare are going to get better in 2 to 3 months' time, and they're not going
to
have the virus again.
They won't have them.
Right. But a few, about 10%, will go on to become carriers. And then a very small percentage, like 1 to 2% maybe, even with modern healthcare, are going to die because their bodies produce the wrong kind of antibodies. They have a preponderance of helper 2 T cells, and they should have helper 1 T cells. If you want to go back and remember that stuff. Maybe I'll give that as a bonus question. All right. Hepatitis C. Forgot hepatitis C. Now, how is hepatitis C transmitted? Needles and blood is the most common. Can also be transmitted sexually, although they think that most of the time when couples have it together, they're usually doing drugs together as well. There's a huge epidemic of it over in China because 20 years ago, if someone had a cold, they would give them a plasma infusion. So they just spread it like wildfire because we didn't know it existed back then. Now, hepatitis C almost always becomes chronic. Most people we think don't ever get over it. Now, after 20 years of having the virus in your body, what does it do to you? Well, it does kill your liver, yes. Causes cirrhosis, okay. And then? Before you die. What? Liver cancer. The number one cause of liver cancer is hepatitis C. And all those little actresses and rock and roller types, Pamela Anderson, have hepatitis C. Oh, you can also get it from tattoos. So you need to have a new needle and new ink, which they should do nowadays. But, you know, for a while they just started doing new ink, or new needle, but they didn't use new ink, and it can live in the ink well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.